Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and it is Frisky Friday, or as I like to say, TGIFF. And come and get your love, because Love Bug is in the house. Woo-hoo. And he is an amazing pup. I have the Pensacola Humane Society with me. I mean, I'll tell you it's Mikayla and Sherry, but, you know, Love Bug is what's important.
That's true.
He is gorgeous, he gave me kisses.
He's very sweet.
He is one of my favorite boys at the shelter right now. He is super, super sweet. He's got two hearts on his body, on his nose. He's got a little heart, and on his side. He just loves to hang out. He's super chill. He gets a little couple energy spurts here and there, but he's really just a chill boy, likes to sit in your lap, and loves to be snuggled.
And he's so soft. It's like stroking velvet.
I know. I'm jealous. He wants to come to my side.
I mean, listen, if I had a coat that felt like this, I would stay in it all the time.
And he's got a cute little nubbin tail, so when he wags his tail, it is so cute. It does the whole little body shake.
I just love that his nose is heart-shaped.
It's precious.
So you have his nose, and then you have, like, the little marks above it that make it all into a heart.
He's
goodness.
Boy.
He kissed me on the first date, so I'm sold.
Yep. He's looking for his forever best friend. He says, please come and see me at the shelter, 5 North Q Street. He is there Monday through Sunday, and he is waiting on you.
Yeah. And what are the hours, did you say?
So our hours are Monday through Friday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday through Friday, Friday 11 to 4.
Well, 3:30 is when we kind of stop, you know, doing adoptions.
Right. So. Right.
And
so
then
get
on
there before.
We Saturday, do Saturdays, it is
9 to 1.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
And then Sundays and Mondays were closed. But
if you're willing to foster or something, we're usually willing to kind of get you in there and get you set up with a foster. So we always just kind of say, get on our website, fill out that foster application, and our foster coordinator will reach out to you and get you set up with a foster on any day of the week.
Absolutely.
But they definitely will take you coming down there and walking dogs.
We could really use that. We could actually really use some fosters for neonate kittens right now. We've got quite a few people in the community reaching out for us to kind of be able to take in some neonates, but we can't do that unless we have neonate fosters. So we need people who are confident in bottle feeding some babies and making sure that they stay healthy. When those kittens without their mom, they're very vulnerable. So we just need some people who are willing to just give them that TLC that they need.
I'm like, where is my phone? I'm taking a picture of this puppy and sending it to my boyfriend.
I'm telling you, he's a hit.
He'd be like, I thought this was an emergency.
It is.
Love Bug.
It's a dog emergency.
He's very sweet. But yeah, definitely, if you guys even have, you know, a couple of hours on the weekend, you can go on the online and fill out the volunteer application also. And then we'll get you set up with a mentor. They'll show you around and tell you the things, and then you could be walking dogs and sitting in a kennel playing with pups, going in the kitten room playing with kitties.
Yep, after you get through that mentorship, you are free to come in whenever, whether it's to snuggle kittens, to walk dogs. We've got like a certain dogs that are green walkers, which means they're absolutely terrific walkers. The more advanced you get as a volunteer, the more privileges you get. So if you have been working with us and volunteering for a while, we know you can handle those really high-strung dogs. Will even let you take a red walker out. So we really have a lot of things that volunteers can do, from bathing dogs to letting them romp and stomp out in the yard and play in their pools to just throwing the tennis ball. We've got a friend, Wilford, who will let you throw that tennis ball for hours
to him. Didn't I meet Wilford?
Yes, we brought him
here. Wilford
has so many boyfriends from the Humane Society.
They're awesome.
He played the whole time. I mean, the people out there didn't realize it, but the whole time that tennis ball was in my lap and I had to throw it up in the air for him. He was had such fun. He loved it.
Oh, my goodness. So cute. Anything exciting happening?
Yeah, we actually have a really big adoption event coming up that will be with Escambia County and Santa Rosa County. The adoption event is at the Equestrian Center. The address is 7750 Mobile Highway. It'll be from 10 to 4 p.m. on September 8th. It'll be a lot of fun. We encourage you to bring your family and friends and your furry pets and come out there and adopt a pet, possibly find another addition to your family.
Right. And I think we've talked before that if people aren't sure, sometimes fostering kind of helps figure it out.
So if one of our pets is available for adoption and you're just kind of wanting to do like an experiment, make sure that they're going to mesh well with the pets at home, make sure all the personalities kind of blend together. We'll let you take home an available pet for like 3 to 5 days to kind of do that temporary period to make sure that that is a good fit. And then if it isn't a good fit after that 5 days, go ahead and bring him back and we'll find you a new fuzzy friend to send on home and experiment with. Or if it works out, we can go ahead and finalize that adoption.
That's awesome. I think one of the things that I like is when you're able to foster, you can bring them home and they're not, you know, stuck there. I mean, not that it's a bad place to be.
No, but it's still.
Bringing them home and into an environment where they can be more free and be around people, that is just such a big deal.
For sure. Because, yes, like you said, the shelter's good, but being in a home is much better. I know I would much rather be on somebody's couch than in my kennel.
And it also helps us learn more about the animal so that we can get the right fit for them. Because whoever takes him home can say, hey, look, they did this. He's house trained,
right?
Not house trained, you know, tear stuff up, does nothing to the furniture. Like, we get so much information even off of just a couple of days in a home. So
they didn't like watching The Real Housewives of Orange County with me, so.
Right. No, it really does give us a good idea. So even if you aren't interested in adopting a pet and you just want to help out these beautiful four-legged friends at the shelter, you could seriously just come in and foster for 3 to 5 days and just kind of write out some paragraphs, take some good pictures just to kind of make them more advertisable and to get more attention drawn to them so people know, hey, this dog is housebroke. He loves his toys. He'll snuggle under the blankets. They'll be able to give us information that we would not have known elsewise.
Yeah. That's awesome. It testing your so product much. Testers.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That is awesome. Is he over there taking over the world?
He's just walking around.
He's like, I want to come over there with Jess. That's what I want. When we go to a break in a few minutes, he's mine.
He says, take me home, Jess. Take
mine.
Me home.
I don't have to fight anybody out there in sales for this dog because they're on my side of the wall.
That is true.
That is awesome. So you were talking a little bit about neonatal kittens.
Yes.
If somebody's never experienced that before, is there a little bit of a training kind of thing, or what kind of process?
So we do send them home with like a pamphlet of information, and we'll walk you through the steps and like how we would position them when they're bottle feeding, what to do if they're not taking their bottle. We kind of have like an emergency crash kit that we kind of send out with you as well, with instructions on what to do. We'll send out our emergency contact information in case anything crazy happens. We provide them with everything they need: heating pads, formula,
blankets,
bottles,
litter
boxes, beds, about everything that you can think of that they would need, we try to send out to be successful for them. And then if somebody is not well-versed in neonates, we would kind of go through instructions because for that first couple weeks, they're having to eat every 2 hours. It's definitely a time-consuming job, so if you don't have time around the clock, it's not something that you should sign up for. But hey, if you are retired or you're down on your luck and you're just waiting for a new job opportunity and you're just kind of sitting at home, it'd take the perfect opportunity and it would look better. You could even put it on your resume. Hey, I was a neonate foster.
That is awesome. We're going to head to a break and I'm going to give some love to this love bug.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My friends from the Pensacola Humane Society are here, and Love Bug is in the house. This is the Love Shack. We've turned News Radio into the Love Shack.
Yes, a Love Shack full of a Love Bug.
I love it. He's amazing.
He is so just sweet. Laying down here, chilling, just hanging out.
And he truly is soft, like no
he
joke.
He really is. Yeah, it's
no
crazy.
Joke.
And he drives very well in the car.
He doesn't mind your driving.
He didn't make a peep. He knew to hang on going around the corner.
We call him a NASCAR passenger.
It's true.
He might have talked to Wilford and said, Wilford's like, buckle up, yeah. Love Bug. This is
going
to be a ride.
Yes. Yeah,
Mikayla always puts me on blast for my NASCAR driving.
Hey,
but
it's okay.
We're usually late, so I'm like, I got to get here.
Hey, we like to go in our little NASCAR.
I mean, what can I say?
I love it. I like on your website that I can click on the Amazon wish list because it's right at the top if I want to.
Yes, we could always use donations. We're always looking for pet pantry food, so that is any type of cat or dog food. We're always looking for dog beds, blankets, towels, kitten formula, you name it, we need it.
We do.
Collars, leashes, harnesses, dog clothes, bleach, laundry detergent.
Dawn dish
wash rags, paper towels, canned cheese.
Is this like kids on like, these are children.
Yes, and Christmas is around the corner.
If you thought your kids make a mess, I'm just kidding. They're hungry. They're like teenagers.
Yes,
they are.
True.
And we've actually got a couple of events coming up. We've got the adoption event at the Equestrian Center, September 8th from 10 to 4. The address is 7750 Mobile Highway. It'll be a lot of fun. Escambia County will be out there, Santa Rosa County, and Pensacola Humane Society. So you'll have a variety of shelters and organizations to pick a perfect furry friend from. So if we don't have something you like, possibly Escambia or Santa Rosa will. There'll be all shapes and sizes out there. Do not miss it. It'll be a good time. We've also got Barktoberfest coming up October 27th. That'll be super fun. We'll have a whole bunch of different vendors out there, some food trucks, maybe even a costume contest. Who knows? We'd love to see you then.
Owner lookalike contest.
Yep. Yes.
And
how cute.
Watching the people who dress their animals up, it is so cute. It is.
I know last year I got probably over 100 pictures of the most immaculate costumes. We had some people on stilts. That was so fun to watch walk around. I think they were dressed up as Frankenstein. That was super fun. We had so many different costumes, some lions, some zebras, some giraffes. It was a really, really fun time.
I'm looking at the categories. Best costume, owner lookalike, best trick, small dog races, and of course, I see food truck, but I see face painting.
I know, and the face painting is super, super fun. I know I participated in that last year, and I got to help design quite a few kids up, and just seeing their faces when they're done, it's super, super fun. It's super rewarding. So bring your family and friends out there. Bring your furry friend. We'd love to see you. We've seen cats. We've seen dogs. We've seen iguanas. You name it. Bring it. We'll have something for you.
And if you want a sponsor or you're a vendor,
yes, please reach out to us.
Barktoberfest at PensacolaHumane.org. I have my R's and A's always get swapped around, so it's like Barktoberfest. Am I saying that right?
Barktoberfest. You are. Barktoberfest. It'll be a lot of fun, and we always are looking for more fosters and volunteers, so you can get on our website and fill out that foster application or that volunteer application, whichever one will suit your needs better. We can always use you. New faces are always good.
Yeah, and they're both super easy. The foster and also the volunteer application are super, super easy. I'm just checking them out again on the website here. And what are some of the things, if people don't want to love and pet these puppies or walk them, they could do some paperwork.
They sure could. They could answer some phones, write down some voicemails. Our phone is constantly ringing, so it's always helpful just to even have somebody answering the phones and taking messages down.
Also, if you like gardening, pulling weeds, we have plenty of them. Sometimes people just, you know, they want to come around and mow, they rake. I mean, just
some people want to plant some flowers, make it look pretty around there. We do not say no to any of that. So if you have some ideas, some landscaping ideas, and you are feeling generous, stop by.
I love it, though. I also like assistant running the pet supply pantry. And so that's for people who might have
yes.
a hard time.
So actually today is the date of our pantry. So the pantry is going on right now. It is from 11 to 1. Yep. So you can stop down if you've got 4 or 5 dogs that you need some food for. Come on by. We'll get you what you need. We like to hold people over until they're able to get their paycheck. If they're just low on funds, we just want to keep these pets in-house. So we try to provide the community with resources they need so they do not have to surrender their pets, because ideally, we'd love them all to stay in keep their furry friends. So the pet pantry allows you guys to come if you need some litter, if you need a litter box, if you need a bed. I know we've got some cat trees standing outside right now ready for pickup, and some of them are quite large. So please, seriously, stop by. If maybe you're not even down on your luck, but you need a dog bed and you just haven't been able to get one yet, please stop on by. We'd love to give you something.
Awesome. Our friend Michael has texted in. He wants to know, what kind of a dog is it? And send me a photo if possible. And I am not able to send a photo from this. But is he on? Is Lovebug
on
the website?
Let me see.
I was gonna say we can check it out and send a picture. But I'll tell you, Lovebug is white, and Lovebug is got black spots like a Dalmatian. But he is kind of a mix.
We don't know unless we do an actual DNA.
And he is on the website. Okay. His name is Lovebug. He is a male. He's got a cute little docked tail. He's actually got a story behind that. When he came in, he had a zip tie wrapped around his tail, and it was in really, really bad shape. We don't know. I'm sure somebody intentionally put it there. But when he came in, it was bent sideways. He actually originally went to Escambia County, and they had to finish the amputation, so they had to amputate his tail. But now his tail is doing great, and it just wiggles, and it is the cutest thing ever.
And I'm looking for, I found Lovebug. I'm going to send a link to you, Michael. Lovebug is adorable, but I will tell you, in person, these are cute pictures, but in person, trumps these pictures.
I'm telling you, and just seeing his personality, honestly, out of the shelter right now, he would be in my top three. And Wilford have stolen my heart.
I mean, he's adorable.
I say that, but I love Armor, too, so it's so hard to pick. There's so many good babies right now.
Pig Pen is also a sweetie.
I would probably take Pig home, too. Yeah. And if you actually check out the website, Pig Pen is wearing his little outfit. He's got some shades on, his little shirt. He's actually got some pictures with a bandana and a cowboy hat. He's super fun. He lets you dress him up. He loves to play.
Let's take a quick break, and I'm going to Lovebug and check out some more of these pictures, but I want to hear from you guys. 850-437-1620. Tell me which pup is your favorite, or even a kitten.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Christy D's Bad Juju, a music staple in Pensacola. Playing the top 40 hits from the 60s to today. Motown and the Obscure, the way you want to hear them. Bands on the Beach, this Tuesday night at 7 with Christy D's Bad Juju.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Time is winding down on Frisky Friday, and I have to play My Heart Will Go On because my friend is getting ready to leave me. Love, Bug. But you can visit Lovebug at the Humane Society, Pensacola Humane Society. Oh my goodness, he's adorable.
He is, yeah. And he is waiting for his forever home. He no longer wants to stay in his kennel at the shelter. He wants to be on your bed or your couch, or if you don't prefer it that way, if you want a dog bed on the floor, I'm sure he will not complain one bit. He is a super good boy, and he is just looking for his forever family.
And he wants to hear Pharrell, because I'm happy.
Yeah, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel.
I love this. This moment is brought to you by Lovebug. Right. But definitely head over to PensacolaHumaneSociety.org. Check out our shelter, adopt, foster, volunteer. There's fun facts. Barktoberfest is coming.
Our address is 5 North Q Street. Please stop by. We'd love to see your face.
Absolutely. Lovebug is waiting.